Now, it used to be a very generous subsidy for fitting solar panels on your home. Too generous, as it turned out. The money the government had set aside for it ran out very quickly. Now, all of the green subsidies are under review, and a consultation paper published last month proposed cutting the subsidy for solar panels by 90%. At today's prices for panels and electricity, that would mean solar panels would take 20 years to pay for themselves, and some people think it means the end of the whole business. Nick Miles is from Green Age Energy Consultancy, and he's an expert on how to reduce energy costs. Nick Miles, people who bought solar panels then, right at the start when the subsidy was highest, what might they be making now?
So they'll be making a figure well into sort of the four digits as an annual benefit.
So more than £1,000 a year.
Absolutely. And some of the consumers, sort of the really, really early adopters back in sort of 2011 and 12, are making in the region of £1,500 a year.
And what would they typically have paid for the panels then?
So in those days, because the prices were quite high, I've seen consumers pay anywhere between £10,000 to £16,000.
So it would have taken then perhaps 10,000 a year to buy something that, and it would have earned its keep by in 10 years or so. Is that right?
Pretty much. I mean, typically sort of we've seen paybacks for those early adopters between sort of 7 to 9 years. So that's correct.
So what would you make and what would you pay for the panels if this subsidy is cut by 90% as expected?
So, I mean, the price of panels has actually gone down over the years. So typically now you're looking at prices between sort of £6,000 to £8,000. But sort of looking at the quoted energy saving trust figures, if the subsidy were cut, consumers would be making sort of in the region of £250. And obviously the headlines don't look very good.
Now, you're a professional consultant. If these subsidies are cut by 90%, will you be telling anyone to get them, solar panels?
I'll be telling them it depends. So if they could potentially use the electricity that they generate, to power their appliances, then that the savings figures would be much higher than that. But also, it's important.
Sorry, you've lost me there. What do you mean if they can use the energy to apply?
So for instance, it would be to turn the sort of apply. So when you're generating the electricity, you're generating it during daylight hours. So if you could turn on your dishwashers and your washing machines, you'd be effectively using more of that electricity as you're producing it. Therefore, you'd be saving on the money that you'd be actually buying it from the grid. So therefore, I'd be telling consumers, if you want to buy it, you've got to maximise the amount that you use as you're producing it. But also, it's important to say, over the last 7 years, the price of electricity has doubled. And in this sort of space, sort of historic trends, are quite sort of reflective of how things might turn out in the future. So if that trend were to continue, and obviously electricity prices were to go up significantly again, then the ability to generate your own electricity would suddenly be, you'd be in a great, great position. So that's why it would all depend.
Yes, it sounds to me like you're kind of a bit broken-hearted about it. Can't bear to tell people that maybe it's not worth doing.
I am to an extent, but also there's a lot of people out there that are doing other big construction work. So they're extending their properties, or they might be changing a roof. So also, I'd be telling them that if you're doing other major works, what you might want to do is sort of fit solar panels as part of that project, because then that's when you'd be really sort of maximising on the cost.
Because you've got builders in anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, one change people might have to make soon will be with halogen light bulbs. Those are the bulbs you find in spotlights in kitchens and bathrooms. They're going the way of incandescent bulbs, I'm afraid. The EU's banning their import and manufacture. That's from 2018. The replacement bulbs for them are LEDs, and they use a fraction of the electricity. So if you have masses and masses of spotlights, and some houses do, you could save money by replacing these halogen bulbs with LEDs. Ed Mottram recently replaced halogen light bulbs with their LED equivalent at his home in Reading. He lives there with his wife and baby daughter. Here he is.
It's okay. Can you say mummy? Who's that? So who's that?
Mummy.
And daddy?
Daddy.
So this is the newly built extension.
That's right.
You've got LED lights in here?
We have, yes. We've got LED lights throughout the ground floor now. They are quite an outlay to start with. Each bulb is much more expensive than a regular downlight bulb. But in the long term, we don't have to replace them anywhere near as frequently.
Let's switch them on in this extension. So you've got how many in here?
We've got 9 in this particular area, and I think we have around 30 or 40 downstairs altogether.
And How have they performed thus far? I mean, we read, don't we, that they can last 25 years. Have you had any problems?
None at all. No, they've all been great. Haven't had to replace one yet. So fingers crossed they'll last a lot longer before we have to.
And how much have you actually spent on these 40 LED lights?
I think they're about £7 or £8 each. So whatever that is, about £300, I guess.
And you find the light just as, well, you can dim them.
Yes.
Yes,
you can dim them. You can get different types of light. You can have daylight, which is essentially the same as outside. And you can have a warm light, which gives a nice feeling, particularly in the winter. And you can have what's called bright white light, which is very good for reading and things. We've gone for daylight in here.
You were convinced to have LED lights. Have you seen any cost savings yet?
Yes, certainly have. We have more lights now, but the lighting bill, or the part of the electricity bill that's down to lighting, is certainly a lot less than it was. We were on just 40-watt standard bulbs before, and some 60-watt ones. And these are, A, give a much nicer light, and B, just last such a long time. It's fantastic.
So how much do you think you've saved thus far?
Hard to say, because the initial outlay was quite a lot. So I don't think we've saved anything just yet. But in the long term, over 10 years or so, I think we'll probably save a couple of £100 a year.
On the lights?
Yes.
That's Ed Mottram in Reading talking to Henrietta Harrison. Well, Nick Miles from Green Age Consultancy, you've done some work looking at the savings to be made putting LEDs where you have halogens. Tell us about that.
So if you take, say, for instance, an average 50-watt spotlight that you've got at the moment and you compare it to an equivalent LED, which is rated at 5 watts, at today's electricity prices, you would be looking to totally benefit about £5 per bulb. Now, if you've obviously replacing 20 bulbs, that's already £100 a year.
A lot of people have been really disappointed with low-energy light bulbs. Are LEDs as bright as halogen spots?
They are, and you just have to sort of do a little bit more research and look for sort of certain characteristics on the labels. But they certainly are, and they've improved immeasurably. And in sort of today's market, they're absolutely fantastic.
You have to look for certain things, as you say, because there isn't no British standard for them yet, for their manufacture.
Yes, they are CE marked, so that's the sort of European standard for LED lights. I mean, predominantly they're sort of produced out in the Far East, and most of them are sort of imported. But they do last a long time, and the quality is fairly high.
Now, Ed Mottram paid a lot for his, didn't he? Do you think the prices are going to come down?
Well, we've seen, certainly in the last 12 months, they've gone down by another 30 to 50%. So typically now, consumers are looking sort of to pay about £5 per bulb, which I think is, you know, it's a fairly decent price for what you're actually getting.
Nick Miles from Green Age Consultancy, thank you. I asked at the start.